Lifeology, 90 seconds on living life to the fullest.
One of the biggest discussions in theology today centers around God's providence. And by providence, we mean something like God's gracious care over human history. It means that God is working in every aspect of life, leading history toward a particular end. And it's meant to deny that we live in a world that's run by fate or chance or luck, but rather that everything that happens, happens according to a divine plan. See, the big question surrounding providence is this: how much? How involved is God? Is God providential in every human action or just big historical events? Does providence extend, for example, to your choice of breakfast cereals, or does it only cover big things like world wars? See, some Christians argue that the more providential God is, the less freedom humans have. But other Christians see providence as a great source of comfort in tough times. Now, it's obvious that this is a very complicated issue, and I'm not going to solve it here. So let me just wrap up with one question. For any area of life you can think of, big or small, breakfast foods or world wars, who would you rather have in charge? A. Yourself. B. Blind luck. Or C. A loving providential God? You and I can both be thankful that God believes C is the right answer.
Lifeology, 90 seconds on living life to the fullest.
We believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. These are the opening words of the Apostles' Creed. You may have grown up quoting this or other confessions as part of church life, but many did not. And I wonder if maybe we've missed something. We all want Scripture to be the first and final authority on what we believe, but that doesn't mean we all read the Bible the same way. What makes Baptists different from Pentecostals or Lutherans from Methodists is often the way we read the Bible. Creeds and confessions come along to help us know what a correct reading of the Bible is. By way of example, you can't read Genesis and walk away with the old Babylonian belief that the world was created by a bunch of squabbling little gods for their own entertainment. Why? Well, in part, because the Apostles' Creed declares that the only right way to read Scripture is that God the Father is the maker of heaven and earth. You see how it works? Scripture is the authority, but our creeds and confessions help us clarify what it is Scripture is actually teaching. Most churches have historical confessions. The Reformed have the Belgic Confession, Methodists have the Articles of Religion, even Baptists have the New Hampshire Confession, and we all share the Apostles' Creed. So go ask your pastor about your church's creeds and confessions. In them, you may find some perspective on some of the Bible's toughest questions.